North Dakota Native American Essential Understanding number 7 is about Native identity. It states, individual and communal identity is defined and supported by shared Native languages, kinship systems, tioshpae, clan structures, traditional teachings, values, sacred laws, and ceremonies. A continuum of tribal identity, unique to each individual, ranges from assimilated to traditional lifestyle. There is no generic American Indian.
In this episode of Dakota Datebook, we'll listen to Kenneth Jerome Hill, enrolled member of Spirit Lake Nation, talk about how it's important to be proud to be Dakota.
I'm very proud to be Dakota. I mean, not everybody that is Dakota should be very proud of who they are and where they come from. And, you know, they should know that, like me, you know, I know the language. I know the language pretty good. I know how to speak. I understand it. There's a lot of them that don't know the language. There's even people like as old as Oliver, and you know, it's kind of sad, but they don't, if you talk to them in Dakota, you know, they don't know it. And, you know, some of them are older than I am, and, you know, they don't know their identity or the Dakota language. I mean, they know where they're from and stuff, but they just don't really know, like, they don't really care what you, and, I know in the long run, you know, being a Dakota or anybody, any kind of tribe, whatever your tribe you're from, you know, you shouldn't really know your identity and where you come from and be proud of it. And there's nothing to be ashamed of, you know. It's just, I know I'm not. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of Dakota and from two different places. I'm from here and Sisseton, so. So, it's, be proud of who you are.
I'm Scott Simpson. If you'd like to learn more about the North Dakota Native American Essential Understandings and to listen to more Indigenous Elder interviews, visit www.teachingsofourelders.org.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Funding for this series is from Humanities ND and the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.